they try to pass ping pong balls using the buckets on their heads without using their hands, and then fill a container. First family to fill their container past the line wins $50 in control of the game. It's going to be a ball. Get ready for a special family edition of Double Dare. The entire Mishpucha plays. Liza!
Our blue team and red team look like they're pretty close, but blue team's getting there. Congratulations, blue team! You guys won the first awesome challenge. Episode of Double Dare. Well, today it's two families who face super fun trivia and a crazy obstacle course for a chance to win a gang of money and magnificent prizes. I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me is the forefather of the greatest game show of all time, the Benjamin Franklin on entertainment. It's Mark Summer.
How are you?
Will you look at this stage?
There's a lot of balls on this stage.
I love this. This is fantastic. We're going to have a great game today. Quick question. Do you like noodles?
I love noodles.
I love noodles as well. Do you know what you call a fake noodle?
I tried. No, what is it?
It's an impasta. There you go.
Enough about imposters. Let's meet our teams. In blue, we have brothers Jaden and Isaiah, along with their parents, Lewis and Melanie. They are Team Me, Lou, and Two. Yeah. So, I have to ask, did you guys have two kids on purpose so you could have that cute name?
Absolutely.
That's exactly why we did
it. That was our plan, right?
Exactly. We just stopped.
Good plan. Strategy already. Yeah, I'll even start.
Always.
Nice, guys. So you guys are a big fan of Double Dare.
Huge.
Yeah.
This is a lifelong dream come true.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Did you just bow to Mark?
I did. He's the godfather.
It's sharp every morning for me.
I do have a story, though, for Mark. When I was about 7, 8 years old, we had a huge slope in our backyard, and we used to round up all of the kids and charge them a nickel to go down the slope. But I have a scar that I've named Mark, specifically for doing Double Dare in our backyard.
Oh.
So this scar
goodness.
Is dedicated to you. Are you?
Yes! Oh my God. Oh my gosh. That is amazing. Now, boys, you guys have seen so many episodes of Double Dare because your parents love it so aggressively. What do you guys love about Double Dare?
The messiness.
The messes? Y'all ready to get messy today?
I want to get in that nose.
You want to get in that nose? You're going to go to the obstacle course? That's what we want, right?
Yeah,
it is. Now, let's meet our red team. We have Noah, Ellie, and their parents, Rachel and Michael. They are the Beach Bums. So, why Beach Bums? Do you guys have jobs?
Yes. But we grew up going to the beach. We love the beach. We love going in the water. We bring our boogie boards. But our kids, however, they kind of stay on the sand.
We don't like to deal with the sharks, the jellyfish, the stingrays. What else?
Anything in the water that could be, like, could touch us.
That could eat us, or sting us, or bite us.
Yes.
Any of the above.
We like seeing in the sand where it's nice and warm.
Very smart. Smart, guys. That's my technique, too. What's your favorite thing to do outside of the beach?
Oh.
Play Double Dare, maybe?
Oh, well, now it will be, for sure.
Yeah. That's right. That was smooth. Thank you. Let's play some Double Dare, guys. You ready? I know they are. I know they are. All right, guys. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the dollars. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for 4 times the amount. Then you'll either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys knew the rules.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard Mark say it a million times.
Oh,
all right, guys, so they know what's up. Now, my blue team, me, Lou, and Two, you guys are in control for the first round. Are you ready for your question?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. The phrase, "you've got mail," is trademarked by what internet company?
America Online.
Family gathering.
AOL, America Online.
AOL?
That is correct, AOL. America Online. $50 to you guys, and I'm very impressed you know AOL. Very cool. Your next question. I Have a Dream is the iconic 1963 speech given by what historic civil rights leader? Worth $50, guys. What do we think?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You got that right. All right, your question. In the Jules Verne novel, Phileas Fogg bets he can go around the world in how many days? Worth $50, guys. Could put you at $200. Dare! Whoa, coordinated dare. Now worth $100. In the Jules Verne novel, Phileas Fogg bets he can go around the world in how many days? Oh, below the desk, family gathering.
Double dare.
Double dare, now worth $200. What do we think, me, Lou, and two?
One, two, three.
We'll take the physical challenge. Come on down, guys.
Around the world in 80 days.
All right, $200 physical challenge coming up right now. Liza.
Now, which one of you guys are going to be competing in this challenge? I need two people.
It's going to be us. Me and this guy right here.
All right, amazing. You guys go on over there and get geared up.
All right.
All right. Now, in this challenge, two of you will wear a helmet topped with a giant hammer. Now, your job is to break all the eggs on this table. Now, if you guys are able to break them in 20 seconds, you'll win $200. All right, my hammerheads, come on over to my egg table. Now, I know you guys are going to exceed all expectations, but I need a little help from Mark to make sure that we do this game right.
I don't know if you folks have noticed, you talked about eggs, but doesn't Liza look like a little baby chick today with his outfit?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm a baby chick.
So we have 15 eggs here. And here's what you guys have to do working together is crack all 15 in 20 seconds, and you get $200. But we have a little surprise, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, tell them.
Well, that's not all, guys, because while you guys are cracking these eggs with your head, the table is also going to be doing this.
Watch. It's vibrating, so they're moving all over the place.
Good luck.
20 seconds on the clock, guys.
20 seconds. Are you ready?
Yep.
Give it to them, Mark.
On your mark. Get set. Go. Crack your eggs.
Take those hammerheads off and come on back. Congratulations, guys. $200 on the board, $350 total. You guys have control of the game and your question. Here we go. Often described as half goat, half demon, what is the name of the mythical holiday beast who kidnaps naughty kids? Couple of seconds worth of...
Krampus.
Krampus is correct. You got it. Oh, and that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now we have me, Lou, and two with $400 on the board and our beach bums with $0. But no worries, because it's anybody's game, right, Mark?
That's right. In round two, all the values will be doubled. One physical challenge, we have a tie game. Stick around. We have some fun coming up on this edition of Family Double Dare, right?
Yeah, we do. Round two of Double Dare coming up next. To keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets control in round two. My beach bums, there's more bums than ever. I'm excited. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go!
Members from each family are in a race to hike those toilet paper rolls into a giant bowl worn by their teammate. First team to get three rolls of the bowl wins $100 and gives their family control of round two. It's very competitive. Liza!
Blue team! Congratulations, blue team! Oh, I'm gonna have the celebration around. congratulations to Milo and to you guys. Just banked $100 and you're doing every single trendy dance out right now. Congratulations, guys. $500 on the board and control of the game. Here is your question. Norval Rogers is Scooby-Doo's cowardly slacker best friend. But who do we know him as?
I don't.
Shaggy?
The Shaggy, the Scooby-Doo, me, Lou, and two. Another $100. Still dabbing, still in control. Here's your next question. What ringed planet in our solar system is the sixth from the sun? Okay. $100 could keep you in the lead and control. Oh, they're both disgusting. Just in case of a dare, that would be worth $200. What do we think, guys?
Dare,
now worth $200. You guys were discussing what ringed planet in our solar system is the sixth from the sun. I wonder what they think.
All right.
Saturn
is correct, you guys. And since it was a dare, they now have $200 on the board and control of the game. Here is your question, Beach Bums. In what country will the 2020 Summer Olympics be held? For $100 and stay in control of the game. Guys, we need an answer. What do we think?
Dare.
Yeah.
Dare, now worth $200. Milu and two, in what country will the 2020 Summer Olympics be held?
Paris.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer was Japan. And because it was a dare, that means my Beach Bums get the $200 and back in control. Here is your question, guys. The titles of Duke and Duchess of Sussex were granted on which newlywed couple in 2018?
Is there something under there, guys? There's nothing under mine. Do you guys have something? No?
Hey, guys, I need an answer.
Dare.
Dare, now worth $200. Milu and two, the titles of Duke and Duchess of Sussex were granted on which newlywed couple in 2018?
Is it?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
You got it! $200, Milu and $200. You guys are back in control of the game. Here is your next question. Who is the first African-American woman to be named principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater? Keep control of the game, worth $100. All right, guys, we need an answer.
Dare,
now worth $200. Guys, who is the first African-American woman to be named principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater? Does anyone know? What do we think?
Double dare,
now worth $400. What do we think?
Misty Copeland.
That's correct! $400 and you keep control. I gotta ask, was that strategy? Did you guys know?
No,
it was. We knew who it was because there's a doll that looks like her, people say.
We couldn't remember.
And then it just like...
It came out of thin air, and it was there.
Amazing. Well, now the score is 1,200 to 400. Armin, Lou, and two are in control. This question's for you. Which of these describes John Galliano, Donatella Versace, and Giorgio Armani? Is it fashion designers, literary villains, or celebrity chefs? I don't know what that accent was either. I'm sorry.
Fashion designers
is correct. Me, Lou, and two with the big lead, $1,300. Here is your next question. Here we go. In the United States, presidential elections occur every 4 years on what day of the week?
Tuesday.
Coming up.
Tuesday.
Going up on a Tuesday. Your score is going up on a Tuesday. Oh, and that sound means time is up. Let's check our scores. Me, Lou, and Two have $1,400 on the board, and our beach bums have $400 on the board, which means congratulations to me, Lou, and Two. You are a winner. Yes, you guys get to keep that cash. Plus, you're headed to your childhood dream, the amazing obstacle course. Also, beach bums, we had so much fun playing with you guys. You're not going home empty-handed. No, no. So you guys had so much fun. Did you?
Yes.
Yes? Good. Thank you guys so much for playing with us. Are you ready for the obstacle course? Y'all ready?
Bring on the slam.
Do you want to ask Mark if he's ready?
Are you ready?
I am so ready. That was a great, great competition going on here today. Each person is going to be running two obstacles. Audience, are you ready for an amazing obstacle course today? What's coming up right after this? I can't wait.
Scarf for good luck. Yeah. Everyone's got to rub it. For good luck.
There we go.
May I too?
Yes, please.
There we go.
Please.
Oh, hi, Mom. Thank you. Now, you guys are going to have so much fun, but we're going to make this a family affair because the family's here. You guys are going to walk through each one with me, okay?
All right.
Now, first off, Jaden, Isaiah, Melanie, and Lewis, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,400. Celebrate that. Celebrate. But wait, because there is more. It's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. You guys, there are 8 stations. You guys are going to find the flag at each one. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. No, let's walk through this together, shall we, family?
Yes.
All right, this is the tank. First up, you're going to take on the tank. It is filled to the brim with ping pong balls right now. You're going to fly through it, find the flag, and you're going to find yourself with it.
This package of 3 Rio Grande games, the strategy games, encourage family and friends to plan and think rather than just rely on luck.
All right, next up is obstacle 2, manhole for you. That's right. What you want to do is flip off the lid, get inside, watch out for the gators and probably my grandma or something. You can lift it open, grab through the slime, grab the flag, and my family, you guys are going to grab this.
A Yard Games gift card. Try Tumbling Timbers, Yard Pong, and more from Yard Games Online. The only rule is everyone can play.
Next up is obstacle 3. Is this your favorite one?
This is my favorite one.
Then we added a little more for you. That's right. It's the ringer. You're going to go through not one, but two for you. Grab the flag, come all the way out the other side, and you guys are going to go home with one of these.
Over a dozen spectacular novelty water toys from Pool Candy. Plan the ultimate party with Pool Candy.
All right, next up, there's more. It's obstacle 4, couch searching. All you want to do is lift up all the cushions, find maybe a couple of dollar bills, and find the flag. When you find the flag, you'll find yourself with this.
Sound just like your favorite singer and be the star of the party with Ion Audio Karaoke Star.
Obstacle 5 is the sweetest one, I think. It's the tuba totter. All you want to do is climb through the front half, grab the flag through the second half, go on down through that Sunday dessert, and you guys are going to slide into a sweet prize like this.
A trip to the world-famous Madame Tussauds Hollywood. Get a one-of-a-kind behind-the-scenes VIP experience.
Obstacle 6, man, you already know this. What's it called?
Pick it!
That's right. You're going to pick this one, and all you have to do is pick the boogers, pick the flag, and this prize we've picked for you.
Pick it, a 43-inch Philips Roku 4000 Series LED TV featuring the Roku OS.
Next up, it's obstacle 7. It's pop locking. And y'all are a dancing family. Let me see some pop locking. That's right. Now, all you guys have to do in this obstacle is go through the lockers, find the flag, and you guys are going to go home to one of these.
Dremel DigiLab 3D Printer. Turn your dreams into reality with Dremel 3D Printers today.
Next up is obstacle 8. The great
Mount St. Kildare.
Woo! That's right. Now, you guys, all you have to do is climb all the way up to the very top, grab the flag, and you guys are going to slide to the mountain of prizes that you already have with this.
A trip to Legoland California Resort where you can see real sharks raising fish on their new Lego City Deep Sea Adventure Submarine Ride. Good luck.
All right, my family, go ahead, get on down to your station.
Woo! You got this. You got this.
This is so beautiful. Oh, my God. There was a tiny baby handshake. That was beautiful. I miss my family. Ooh. Okay. All right, guys. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
All right. There are 8 obstacles. Let me get 60 seconds on the clock. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line with those prizes. On your mark, get set,
go! Through the tank, he's got the flag, and he's running with it.